February 1. Brother Johnny is in New Orleans, Louisiana. Johnny!
Stevie J, I'm actually going to head to New Orleans in Houston, Texas. I got to get there. Mike's having all the fun over there.
I know.
I tell you, how good can he look? It's unbelievable. He's on with Mike and Mike. I'm watching him right now. He's got a suit on. Uh-huh. He's got the aviators.
Yep.
Hey, Johnny, he's ageless.
Right.
Well, he's the great guy. They're having a good time. Super Bowl Sunday coming up. It's going to be about 70.
Nice.
And he's been all over the place. Diane and Steve, they've got him working.
Yeah, well,
he's having a good time.
There's guys, I don't know where they got their set, but it's obviously down in the quarter.
Yeah.
And there's guys jumping up behind them.
Right.
The question is,
jester hats on.
Have any of them been to sleep?
Exactly.
Have any of them been to sleep?
There's only one guy on the balcony there. You know, I love those balconies.
Oh.
And, you know, Mardi Gras started, you know, a few weeks ago.
So we're right in the middle, and no, they probably haven't been to bed yet.
Yeah.
It's only 7:41, so that's fine.
Oh, they've got... Hey, he got 1,200 additional police officers working 12-hour shifts every corner. It's just they're ramped up for Super Bowl and Mardi Gras.
Right.
It's going to be an amazing 3 weeks in the quarter coming up here.
Yeah, well, and this we're about halfway through it. The game is Sunday, and then a week from Tuesday's Mardi Gras day. That's a tough week.
Bad Tuesday.
Tell you that.
I'm telling you,
it's
you know,
a blast.
Yeah. See, Diane would still go.
Oh, yeah.
I'm at a point where I don't ever need to go ever again, Auntie M. Ever again.
Well, and then if you really want to get some work done, you're out of luck.
Yeah.
Nobody's really in the mood over there.
That's right.
Yeah, your New Orleans facility. You guys close that for the week, or how's that work?
Well, we're off a couple of days. No, we're working, trying to work, but it slows down. Slows down.
We'll get Mike on a monitoring, so he's off here in a few minutes, and we'll call him and have him on here. Mike Ditka, who's on with Mike and Mike right now on ESPN. Okay, Johnny, this is the first Super Bowl since Katrina. Is the city back?
Oh, yeah. The city's doing great. Of course, there's been a lot of work done. First thing we had was just hundreds of thousands, actually millions of people from all over the country came down on work groups over the last 6 or 8 years. Still coming down, Steve. We had Isaac and people. That's something you can tangibly see needs doing, helping clean up someone's house or just clean up debris or do whatever needs done. So we had a lot of help from the rest of America. And then a lot of money. A lot of federal money was just poured in for levees, for fixing areas, bulldozing houses, fixing up houses, raising houses, a lot of work going on there, and city looks great, and it's going to be a great place to have the Super Bowl. I think everybody's excited about the Harbaugh versus Harbaugh match, Ravens 49ers.
You've been in New Orleans since 1978, I think.
That's when Ditko came in with the Dallas Cowboys and beat the Denver Orange Crush defense. That was his second Super Bowl ring.
Wow.
That was right out at the University of Illinois.
Yeah, right. And you've seen a lot in New Orleans through the years. Would you say now is as good as it's been in a long, long time?
Yes, I think so. No question about it. So things are looking up. You know, the storm was a disaster, but then in some ways it kind of made you start over where we probably needed to start over and probably couldn't have fixed some of the things that were wrong without, you know, just erasing it and rebuilding. So there's always a silver lining, and people are resilient, and I think it's a great story now. And then to top it all off, the New Orleans Saints even won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. It really is. All right, Coach just shook his hand, Diane.
Okay.
So it looks like Coach is just shook. It's Mike, and Mike, really. When they do Mike and Mike, and then it's and Mike.
So there's Mike.
I'm stunned by how he looks. I really am. He's 73 years old. Some guys just don't age. Mary Henson doesn't age.
That's right.
How do they do that?
Well, it's great. And I don't know. They certainly live life to the fullest, I can tell you.
Well, I know. It is. I think there's some message in there about how active you stay and you stay engaged and all those good things. Before we get Mike on, Illinois loses. I thought they played a terrific
game. Yeah.
Played a terrific first half, got blitzed at the start of the second half. Michigan State shoots 85% in the second half. Ouch.
You can't throw the ball away like we did. There was too many turnovers against a team like that, and some of that percentage is layups. But Yeah, I thought that if they can clean that up a little bit, Steve, we can play with anybody.
Well, I know. And if you make shots like we did in the first half, I mean, Michigan State had never been down 10 at half this year. So we were up 10 at half. I really said, oh, man, that could be. But you're right. I mean, any time we could pop up and beat anybody, we just have to hang on. The last five of the last seven games will probably be favored to win because the schedule just gets easy as the Big Ten goes. We got Nebraska, Penn State, Northwestern, some teams you have a chance to beat. And we got Wisconsin 2:30 Sunday at the Assembly Hall. It'll be a sellout. Boy, we need to beat Wisconsin at home.
Yeah, that'd be great, and I think they can do it. You're right. Of course, you have to make baskets. But I think the thing they need to work on is taking care of the basketball. And some of those turnovers really weren't that forced. I mean, just not great turnovers.
Yeah.
And that's an opportunity to shoot the ball, plus gives them another one. So.
All right, we bring in Mike Ditka, who's in New Orleans. I was just raving to Johnny, Mike. I don't know how you look the same as you did 20 years ago. How do you do this, Mike?
I don't know. It must be the wine, but I don't think I didn't have enough of that last night to worry about it. But, you know, it's interesting. You'll be back in New Orleans, and John knows that because he spends a lot of his life here. Boy, there's a lot of good men, a lot of good people. People have been very nice to me, and that really surprised me to a degree. Terrific. The fans down here are tremendous. What a great place for a Super Bowl.
Well, they love you, New Orleans, Mike, and we've been watching you. You've been making all kinds of airtime, people like seeing you around, and it's a big week for New Orleans, so I'm hoping it goes well.
John, and they're handling it very well. I mean, the traffic, of course, it's going to get really crazy tonight and tomorrow and in Sunday, but it's been pretty good. Things have moved along pretty good. The city's done a great job. A lot of dedicated police people out there. I mean, I have to say that they're doing a fine job.
Sounds like they're keeping you busy anyway.
Oh, man. Do you have a handler, Mike? How does this work?
No, I really don't get much out of the hotel. I'm at that Hilton Riverside, and they got this Drago's restaurant in there. And
yeah, that's nice there.
Yeah, you got those barbecued oysters, John.
No,
they're killing me. I love them.
The charbroiled, man, they're good.
Charbroiled, yeah.
You maybe need to add that to the Ditka menu. Do you have those up?
I already called my chef about it. After I watched him do it, I mean, I don't know. Man, you could have a fire there in a second if you're not careful. That flames are blown everywhere.
Yeah,
but, man, Stevie, I don't know if you've had those.
I haven't.
Mike's right.
Oh, Stevie, if you have them, you'll have them a lot.
You'll become an oyster
them.
Man.
So four days in a row.
And were they barbecue oysters?
It's charbroiled.
No, the fire grill. The grill on the fire. They put some kind of a... it's butter on them. I mean, believe me, I don't think they're dietetic, but they're awfully good.
Well, they'll probably be second on my choice after pot roast nachos, so I'm good. I needed a second choice. All right. because pot roast nachos at Ditka's might be the best dish ever on a menu, period. So there you go. All right, Mike, I guess we got to talk about a football game at some point. Johnny kind of likes Baltimore. Who do you like?
I think everybody likes Baltimore right now. I picked the 49ers early, and I'm not backing off of it. But the Baltimore Ravens right now are playing great football. Joe Flacco, the receivers, their defense is very solid at this point, and they're playing with great confidence. You know, you can add the Ray Lewis thing if you want to. I wouldn't put that in the equation. These guys are pretty proud of what they've accomplished this year. You hate to use that word destiny, but they're moving in the right direction, much like the Giants were a year ago, much like Green Bay was 2 years ago. I mean, when you start looking at teams that are coming in on a roll, their team coming in on a roll, so it ought to be interesting.
That's exactly the thing I think that I would say. They're kind of on a roll, and that's when you can hit a roll during the playoffs, a lot of neat things happen for you. And I've never seen them play offense that well two or three games in a row. But, hey, San Francisco is good, too. I think, and two good coaches, Stevie, I think it's a great Super Bowl. I mean, it's one of those games you expect to be good. We'll see how it turns out.
Right.
Yeah.
And again, the Harbaugh brothers has been kind of an underlying story, certainly an interesting one. I can't imagine.
Hey, you guys, listen, wait. I got to get down on my knees. My hero just walked in the room. I'm really, you guys got to tell the world. Roger Staubach just came in. Come on, man.
Roger Staubach, what a star.
He now knows I'm nuts. He always thought I was nuts, but he knows it now.
Well, there's a guy that retired before he was done playing. What a star, Roger Staubach. Good person, isn't he, Mike?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a better person than he was a football player.
Oh, wow.
That's
so cool. Oh, this is kind of reunion weekend for you, Mike. You see everybody, right?
It's nice. It really is. It's great. You know, I've been fortunate to be on the three teams that every game we won was down here, so it was
pretty
nice.
That's amazing.
That's true. It's a
That's
great
amazing.
Play.
Everybody,
yeah.
Unbelievable. Three rings in New Orleans. Uh-huh. Amazing. Yeah. All right. Do you have a few more minutes, Mike, or you have to go, or can you stay a few more minutes?
I have a few more minutes for you guys, anything.
All right.
I'm not giving you money, yo.
All right. I know you've been absolutely inundated with all of the appearances, but they had some hearings for Chuck Hagel for the position of defense secretary.
Football is played in any kind of...
All right. That's not what I want. I want the Chuck Hagel cut. This is from yesterday's hearings.
It was on the field.
And it was from Chuck Hagel. This one... particular cut we're playing is John McCain, who really gets after Chuck Hagel at the hearings.
I think history has already made a judgment about the surge, sir, and you're on the wrong side of it. And your refusal to answer whether you were right or wrong about it is going to have an impact on my judgment as to whether to vote for your confirmation or not.
Lindsey Graham.
Name one person, in your opinion, who's intimidated by the Israeli lobby in the United States Senate.
Well, first...
Name one.
I don't know.
Didn't go very well, Johnny. Didn't look prepared, and boy, he got grilled.
Well, you know, that's I don't know what they're going to do, and I'm just watching like you are on that one.
Yeah.
I saw the same thing you guys saw, guys, and it's not going to change a thing. Oh, he's going to be he's going to get that position.
Think? Really?
He'll
get it.
So you know, but he was very ill prepared. He didn't really understand a lot of things, and I think that you see right now that when you put people in those positions, you should do a better job of analyzing what they're all about. This guy has no substance.
Well, you know, that's interesting, Steve, because we talked on the radio, and Mike reminded me we talked about Beyonce lip syncing,
yeah.
And that was actually an appropriate. Inauguration presentation, which was nothing, smoke and mirrors. We think she's singing. There's nothing there. It's no substance. It's all fake.
Yeah.
So I don't know what we're getting. We think we're getting hope, change, and inspirational leadership. Got nothing.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, finally, Mike, can I let you go? Because I know everybody's around you. Phil Mickelson shoots a 60 yesterday.
Great.
He curls the putt out, Johnny, for 59.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, that's good because he was struggling. Maybe he'll finish the tournament and we'll have he'll be up there with Tiger.
I think golf is good when Tiger wins and Phil wins.
I think
when they're up near the top, when they're competitive, I think the game is better. Now, saying that, guys, there's 150 guys on any given weekend that can win on that PGA Tour. They're all good. And, you know, these guys shot some low numbers. I know they're in Arizona, so, you know, the ball must be rolling. The air must be a little light, but they're playing awfully well.
I mean, when you shoot a 60, 11 under first day, what's the cut going to be, minus 5? I mean, it's amazing the level of golf. Mike Ditka golf is what I call it. That's what
I was going for. I was going for a 60 myself the other day, but it was through 12.
Well, listen, Mike, I've been in Houston, so I'm coming in. I might try to look you up at least. Check out what you're doing. See if,
all right, give me a call, and then I'll see you Sunday for sure. You're going to come over and watch the game with me.
Yes, sir.
All
That'd
right,
be fun.
Guys, we'll call you both Monday in Florida, I guess. So thank
you. Yes,
all right.
We'll be watching, Mike. Johnny, thank you so much.
God bless you guys.
God bless you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That's Brother Johnny Mike Ditka. Boy, he's all over the place.
Yep.
Everybody's around him. Roger Staubach
right.
Just walked in the room.
Nice.
For those of you who do not know who he is, Roger Staubach, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Without question,
yeah.
He played for the Dallas Cowboys.